Rabosai. I apologize for my sore throat. Hope you can hear me back there. If not, come closer, but I can't scream. On a side note, Rabosai, just to take a moment to thank the Chevra for their participation in the campaign. It is very important for us, very crucial. And you should you are being Masriach. You should be more Masriach for tonight. Thank you. We're still quite a bit away from the goal, so whatever person can do to help out, we appreciate it very much. The phone calls, the WhatsApps, the statuses, right? All that stuff, both whatever you can do. If you have a phone that has that, whatever you have access to one, but we appreciate all your help because it is very important. We want to take care of it today. We have till 10 o'clock, and we appreciate your help. So, Yeshkar Chabosai Hatzlacha Rabba. The pasuk talks about, it gives all the halachas of the karbanos, of the makriv, what the kohen has to be, not a balmum, what the animal has to be. Then goes different halachas of osav espedo, and different halachas. And Sfardo, interestingly, comments. I'll try to read most of it. It's a long piece over here, but I'll try to read most of it. Sharo Ches says Sfardo, achar shehizkir kol minya hamumim bekotchim. After the Torah mentioned all the different mumim in the kachim itself, in the animals themselves, birchut osam and hamizbeach, he said certain animals you can't go to mizbeach. Afal pishol of amim yatamim shava sela ubal mum shava shtayim gadol shmeino. Right, sometimes it's a bal mum, it's worth more because it's bigger, it's fatter, it's a more chashma animal. It's a bal mum. It's still a puzzle. Of amim yamum nechshav oge igui gominchas melch bas v'dam. Sometimes if you have an animal which has a balmum, it's even more chashev to a human king, I guess, like it's a special, maybe a mutant, I guess. I don't know. For some reason, it's worth more. For some reason, ki'atzur pabazeh, barachosh baruchu, ki'atzur tam pogo, chafes betmimus ushleimus hanikra ve'amakriv. Barachosh baruchu wants perfection, tamimus, right? Perfection, ushleimus, completion of the nikrav, the animal's being brought to the Mizbeach, a makriv, the one who brings it, the Kohen, she'a nikrav al shleimusa tivi. The animal that's brought should be in its perfect form of physical shleimus, a makriv, and the person, al shleimusa al-kai, ridamos al-kai, right? I guess it means it's the ruchniyistik shleimus, or the way Hashem made him, what it means exactly, ridamos liyotsho, right? For the purpose of being doma to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kfiyo efshir. Right, that was the reason why, because Baruch Hu said, I'm makbid, I want everyone to have shleimus, should be no ba'imum, no problems, it should be perfection. Because that's what Hashem stands for. Hashem himself is shalem. Right? And Hashem says, I want you to be like me. Just like by the zmanim he brings, you can't go later, longer, more time, less time. Vizkir Yisr Mechush Zman, he talked about the, in terms of not enough time, Yisr Shchitas Elsa Spino. All these cases are all because of lack in shleimus. This one of the shlamim, less than that. Okay, that's the first half. That's why the pasuk talks about, and there's a progression over here. But the basic word Hashem is telling us that He wants shleimus. We should be domed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even the karbanos, the person who performs it, the person, the animal that's brought, shleimus. Then the pasuk, the Sfarno pasuk Lamabeis, there's a Lamabeis pasuk says, the pasuk first says, below, after bringing all these halachas, shor kesav eis, all halachas, v'yabu yachel, below sechal, you should keep all the mitzvahs, v'asisim osam, below sechal, v'ashem kotshi, v'tashi, v'soch m'nei Yisroel, k'nani Hashem v'kadishchem. So the Sfarno was obviously bothered by what does this have to do with anything? This is not talking about Hilchas, this is not talking about Hilchas Karbanos. It says, the Chil Hashem, we know Chil Hashem means you can't act in an inappropriate way, something which profanes and makes HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, people, makes profanes it, makes it an embarrassment for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Chil Hashem, we know Chil Hashem is. So the Sfarno was bothered by that. What's it doing over here? It's not related to Hilchas Karbanos or Hilchas Bayimum or Hilchas Kohenim. Says it's Sfarno umeacher, right? In Pasuk on basis Sfarno umeacher, and because shatim roim es pulasi al ve shlemus. Once you see how everything I do is shlemus, right? Which we discussed, the karbanos, all the things Hashem demands and wants shlemus. Everything which is done has to be shlemus. Im kain Therefore, atem hamukudashim oreches bedrachai, you are mukudash to go in my ways, follow my path. Atachalu eshem kotchi, the peulos chaserus and mugunos. Don't profane, don't be machal my holy name. Habapulos with by doing actions which are chaseros, which are lacking and magun and disgusting. Kinyi vayvak al goyim ashebo shoma. Echal Hashem kosh, act in a very not nice way. That's the purpose of this pasuk. This pasuk is put here because it's telling you, after I taught you the lesson of that I am shalim and everything I do is shalim, everything around me has to be shalim. So therefore, don't do disgusting things. Don't do pulos of chaseros that will cause a chal Hashem. It's not appropriate. How can you do such a thing? How can you do that? It seems they're both a little interesting. I would have said, if you asked me, why should Klal Yisrael not do, what would Hashem's greatest speech be to us? You know, don't do things which are disgusting. I would say, you know, because it's disgusting. It's a terrible thing. It's like, you know, it's molest. It's disgusting. It's, you know, who wants to be involved? A guy can also sometimes understand. They have no shaykhs like Baruch Hu and this and that, but you don't do this. It's like, how can I do? You know, I don't know. I'm not going to give examples over here, but you can imagine things are disgusting. You don't do because it's disgusting. Isn't that the greatest, you know, reason why you don't do something, right? But the Medrash over here is telling us the Sfarno is telling us the purpose of the Hakadosh Baruch Hu is telling you. You know, the real kicker, the real motivator, the real inspiration of why you don't do disgusting things, because Hashem wants us, Hashem is Shalim, He wants us to emulate Him, He wants us to be like Him. So once He shows us this, and He shows everything has to, around Him has to be holy and spiritual and ultimate perfection, so we, how can we do something? We're supposed to be like that. And we are Atam HaMukudashim. I think what that means, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us, our creation, Hashem made us Mukudashim. We were made with a tremendous potential. We're made as holy people, right? Potential for holiness, right? Hashem made us in a way which we can aspire to tremendous heights to become Shleimim. We're Mekudashim. Atel Mekudashim, Molechas Bedrocha, you were made and created in a way, in a very sanctified way, with so much purity of nefesh and soul and gefil and midos, potential, and midos tovos. Yira Shemayim, everything. You know, lack of kinah, gaiva, taiva, all these things, we have potential to be Kodesh, Lorech Bedrachai. So that's how can I go ahead and do something? If that's my purpose in life. If Hashem made me and gave me, I guess it's called Gadlus Adam. We spoke about it all the time, right? It's Gadlus Adam when a person recognizes how great he is and puts that together with the fact that Hashem wants me to be, fulfill my potential of greatness just like Hashem is. That's wow, that's the perfection, that's the motivation, that's the reason, that's the biggest push for a person. It's not because it's disgusting. No, it's much more than that. It's because you're special. You're a special people. A goy nebuch has no shaykhus, no concept to this. He might know the things are disgusting. That he has a shaykhus too. But to feel that I am made in a special, loftier way with tremendous potential, I have a godless adam, and I'm supposed to be like a kadosh baruch and emulate him, that a goy has no shaykhus too. But that's the Rabbi said, that's the greatest push, the motivation, the reason, the inspiration. A person asks, we have to be margish as Rabbi said, and feel it, inculcate it, and think about it. I want to become better. I want to become more perfect. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me so much potential. He gave me so much. Godless Adam, I'm such a mukdash, right? To follow in his ways, Rabbi said, that has to be focused on. That's the Godless Adam to focus, to inspire us, to realize we have a mission, Rabbi said, we have a job. And we can't, if that's our job, and Hashem made us turn away to do that, we can't avoid that. We can't, we're attracted to it. I want to be like Hashem. I want to exercise my potential, are both things. Crucial. next Chazal. Sorry. Paz talks about the mitzvah, Sriyas the Omer. Okay, Sfarat Mochat HaShabbos, says the Chinuch, I think we discussed it one time. Rishor Shah Mitzvah, Al Tara Pshat. Feature Koli Koran Shal Yisrael, Eino Ola Torah. The whole essence of Kal Yisrael is Torah. That's the Iker. That's the main thing of Torah of Kal Yisrael. Nesha Torah, Nirushim V'Oris. Hakadosh Baruch Hu made it. The Torah was because of Torah. Hashem made Nirushim V'Oris. Brings the pasuk. V'Yo Iker V'Asiba Shenigal V'Yosuf Mitzrayim. That's the reason why we were taken out of Mitzrayim. They should Kabul HaTorah B'Sinai. Hashem had a great purpose, you know. Hashem, you think Hashem was a nice guy, he wants to take us out because it was hurt, painful? No, that's not Hashem's reason. He wants to give us the Torah. Maybe other things also, but the main purpose is Hashem took us out. we should be kavod Torah Misina, be kamu and fulfill it. Moshe Rabbeinu Shaul Mo, he brings psukim again. If you don't, I'm skipping the pasuk, we don't mind. A couple psukim I'm skipping over here. Kolomer, shetekabru haTorah sheikra gadol shebishvil zehem legolim. Vehi, listen to this, Rabbeinu say, tachas haTova shalahem. This is the ultimate good for them. This is the unbelievable. Vehi gadol hu lahem. For them, it's greater. It's a greater thing, a greater matter, a greater inyan. Yoser me'acheres me'avdus. Greater than the freedom from slavery, from servitude. Okay, Nasa Hashem Yomosh Oseh. Okay, fine. They came. Next paragraph. Ki ko ikron shal Yisrael ba'voda ba'vura nigalu, because it's the main thing. V'ogul chad gedulas oeh lehod. Savino gimnos mimochras yom tov shal Pesach. Yom is next Torah. We recommend to count the days. Laharos b'nafshenu, to teach ourselves, to show in our nefesh. Hachefes hagodol el yom hanichbot hanichsof libeinu, the tremendous desire. We want that day, which is desirous in our hearts. Ke'eved yishaf sel, like an eved wants, it means, I don't know, protection. Yimna tamid masa yavo ha'is hanichsof elof sheyesel cheros. He's always counting how many days left to my freedom. Ke'aminyim maru adam kichol yisho v'chol hefsel lahagiyal hazman ha'hu. That's his whole, when you count the days, he's showing that I want that, you know? Like, you know, you always hear the kids say, there's 14 days left of school, right? There's 3 days left of vacation, right? That's, he's looking forward to that time limit. So to when it comes to Sphira, the purpose of Sphira is to inculcate within ourselves, to show ourselves, to teach us, to knock it in, when a person says, when a person doesn't wish, I feel the chashivas, I feel, I want to get the shuas, that's machazik ourselves. I don't think it means to other people, it means for ourselves, to teach ourselves the machazik that we want, this is what we want, I want this. If you say you want it, you do things, you do pula, which says that you want it, that makes you want it, that convinces you that you want it. They're both, it's interesting. So number one, I'm not sure if it's a Kiddush or not, I think it's a Kiddush, but you can imagine, Rahman al-Islam, you walk over to a 1945, you walk over to a Holocaust survivor, he's being freed from the camps, you tell him, you know what? You know, Hashem is taking out of Mefriya, but the Muna, I'm not discussing the Muna, but as a believer, Baal Muna, he withstood the Zionist HaChaim and the Holocaust. You walk and say, you know, you're going out of the camps, you know why? Because Hashem wants, Hashem took you out, you know why? Because he wants you to learn Torah. He wants you to do mitzvahs. I said, oh, great. I just know one thing. I don't know what your big philosophy. I'm just, so much torturous times in the camps. I just want to get out of here. That's what I want. That's to me, that's the best thing in the world. Okay, I'll keep Torah also, fine, but I want, Kal Yisrael was in Mitzrayim for 210 years. Generations of Kal Yisrael within Mitzrayim, torturous situation, servitude, whatever any crazy Egyptian wanted, told a Jew, okay, do it for me. They were under their slavers, slaves to Paro, slaves to every single simple mitzvah. They had nothing. It was a terrible torturous existence. See, so over here, that is, right? A person. So number one. So you think the greatest thing is, we know Torah is machshav, there's rochus, machshav of human pain. The amount of pain that a person has, Hashem is machshav, every dakas of side that a person goes through. So Kodesh Baruch is also machshav the fact that they were in so much pain, and now they're free from that. Isn't that the ultimate thing in the world, to be free from such 210 years of father and son and family, the whole lives were slaves to these terrible mitzvim. Isn't that the greatest? No, Rabbi, that's not the greatest. It's not what's the best for them. The main good thing for them, he says, right? Yeah, tachas hatovos. This is the best thing. This is what's. If I say what's more chashev, what's worth more to them? Leaving the slavery or getting the Torah. Number one, is what's more chashev, what's more valuable for them? What's better for them? Not for Kodesh Baruch. For them, is I'm getting the Torah. I'm getting a way of life. I'm getting a mahal hachayim, the blueprint of creation. I'm going to become a better person. I have a chance to become closer to Hashem. Like the first, we don't want to become Balmidos Tovos, better, more perfection. That's our goal. And that's so much, that's worth so much more than being a free person from the 210 years of slavery. Number one. And number two, Rabbi Osai, like you see from the last part, It's not just intellectual concept. We can appreciate that. You know, we can feel it, right? As opposed to the purpose of Sfiras HaOmer is to go ahead and be machshiv, to knock into our souls that this is what we want. This is more chashiv. It's more chashiv than anything in the world. And a person, that's the purpose of the mitzvah. When you count and you knock it into yourself, we could be magish. That's not just some shmuz, some rabbi said, you know, it's more chashiv on paper, you know, getting the Torah. No. We are both have the potential to feel, to mach, to machshiv, to makir, not just intellectually, but emotionally, in our nefesh, to be magish that, oh, what a beautiful schus I have to learn Torah, to keep the Torah, to live a life of Torah mitzvahs. That's the most chashiv, the most valuable thing in the world. I don't care about my, of course I care, but I care more about, not just about how hard is life for me, am I having a good time, am I enjoying myself, if things hard for me, that's all very chashiv also, no question, it's very chashiv. The Ka Yisrael and Torah does not believe a person should be oppressed and hard and in pain, no, we don't want pain. But above all, Rabosai, is the chashivas, actually makir, the chashivas of what a schus I have, how special it is, what a valuable thing it have. To go out and makabel the Torah, to have the Torah, to have the feel that the potential godless to be edim like Kadosh Baruch Hu, to have such fine, refined midos, to be so perfect like the Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want the blemishes on the animal or on the kohen. So too, I want to be perfect. I want to be adam hashalim, which means shleimus of midos, shleimus of mitzvah, shira shamayim, whatever, you know, no gaiva, no taiva, all these things could be perfected because we have that potential. Hashem made us for that purpose. You focus on it, you realize how much we have, you'll be motivated to do it, and number two, how you'll feel how chashiv it is. Okay. Both sides. I have 200 both sides. That's right.